You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Former Broncos wide receiver Demaryius Thomas. You might remember he passed away this past December. He was only 33 years old. Well, now a study of his brain found that he too was suffering from stage two of what's known as CTE, chronic traumatic encephalopathy, a degenerative brain disease that has been linked to concussions and other head trauma. And I'm going to tell you something. It's because of CTE that the number of young people playing football is dropping. More and more parents who are refusing to allow their kids to play football
because of
all these studies coming out about, you know, brain damage that is occurring from smashing your head.
You look at the CT scans of these folks, their brains and stuff, and you can tell on the scans like where all the damage is, and it's really affecting people.
So, you know, is there going to be something that comes out, about DT? Maybe. I mean, he played football for almost 20 years total. So that's too bad. You and I were talking, I don't know, a couple weeks ago about how much money we thought Tom Cruise would make from Top Gun Maverick, because he gets a salary, but he also has it worked into his contract where he gets some of the back end, as they call it. Now they're thinking that's going to end up being anywhere from $80 to $100 million he will bank for that one movie.
It was a smart move. I mean, if I was him, I would know that that movie was going to be huge, and I would take a smaller salary and take the back end of that.
Agreed.
You know, and some of the merch and some of the streaming. And the story I recall the most about somebody who did that was Jack Nicholson in the original Batman with Michael Keaton back in the, what was that, 88, 89 or whatever. He took that deal. He's like, I don't even remember if he took a salary. He's like, I'll just take the back end of it, because he just had a feeling it was going to be successful. And I looked it up, and he made $60 to $90 million on that, which they say would be about $200 million adjusted for inflation in today's dollars. So that's the one that always sticks into my mind. It's like, these guys know these movies are going to be huge.
Yeah, and it's easy today to say, oh, it's a Batman movie. Everyone knew. No, this was the first.
It was the first, and he was the
rebooting
Joker.
The whole. There were no Spider-Man movies or Iron Man movies. There was none of that.
Yep, nothing. So he's like, yeah, I'll take the backside. Oh, some merch sales on that.
If you got more dogs in your neighborhood, it means less crime. So you're thinking, oh, it's because, yeah, it makes sense. There's a bunch of dogs. They're all barking at bad guys. No. According to a university research study, the reason for the crime rate going down because of so many dogs in a neighborhood is because of you, not the dog. They found, and this makes total sense, they said when there's a lot of dogs in the neighborhood, that means there's an excessive number of people out walking their dogs.
Keeping an eye on things.
And by doing that, it's essentially the same as having one of those neighborhood watch groups. You got all these people out walking around the neighborhood, eyeballing everything, like Jeremy does when he's walking.
We do it every day when we
Goldie
walk
Little Fawn.
Goldie, yeah. We look at, you know, everyone's house, and I don't recognize that car.
Yeah,
you know?
So that's what the benefit of having a bunch of dogs in the neighborhood. The dogs aren't doing anything. It's the humans.
Did you see that story a couple weeks ago, too? They say the biggest deterrent for somebody breaking into your house is just to put up a beware of dog sign
on
your
fence. You don't even have to have a dog.
You don't have to have a dog. It's like, just put one of those signs up and makes people second guess. Go on to another house.
I had a friend of a friend who worked for a major security company, and they would just hand out the little placards for the security.
Yeah.
So, you know, this house, you know, monitored by ADT or whatever the company might be.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, yeah, they just tell people, just put those up, and that will actually, you don't even have to have an alarm system.
I'm not
saying, by the way, disclaimer.
It's not foolproof, right? Yeah.
I think you should have an alarm system. I do.
Yeah.
But they said if you just put up the sign, that's a big deterrent.
Sucks for your neighbor next door, because they'll just go one house over. But
so we've been told, you know, all the time, you know, exercise and eat right, exercise and eat right. Now there's a new study that says if you only work out on weekends, it might be just as good for you as people who are exercising daily. Now, let me qualify this. It has nothing to do with losing weight or building muscle. It's actually just the overall things like cardiovascular disease, diabetes, and other diseases. They said if you just do a couple of vigorous workouts on the weekend, it's the same as if you were doing a 5 to 7 day a week, you know, exercise routine.
Okay.
So, I don't know. This is from a university study. Are they right? I don't know. I'm going to continue to walk every day.
Yeah.
Get my 3 to 5 miles in every day. So
there you go.
What else you got?
Let's talk about crushing your privates. Dude's on a lot of bikes right now, I guess, because of gas and all this. So these stories are coming out because there's a lot of guys riding bikes now because gas is so expensive. So this study came out in Sports Medicine, which is what, a magazine or I don't know what it is. What's Sports Medicine, Dom? Do you know?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
A journal, maybe?
Sure. Works for me. They say the seat of a bicycle could ruin male reproductive organs, leading to possible ED and nerve damage, fellas. So be careful. Scientists are saying that if you're a dude riding a bike, you should consider standing on the pedals every 10 minutes to avoid problems, or investing in one of those no-nose bicycle seats. It doesn't have that narrow portion that kind of pokes out, and it puts a lot of pressure on your junk. Mm-hmm. They say one study found that 91% of male cyclists experience something called saddle soreness or loss of feeling in that general area.
My goodness.
I don't ever want to ride a bike again.
I was just sitting here thinking the same thing.
I want saddle soreness.
I may never saddle up again.
And who's going to rub that for you?
I wonder for like cowboys who are always on horses if it's the same thing.
You're gonna walk like a cowboy after you've been riding your bike to work for a week. You can't go to your massage therapist and say, I need a little help with my saddle soreness, please.
Unless you're an NFL quarterback, apparently.
Unless you're a big tipper, maybe, then you could do that. I don't know. We talked about this earlier today. It's International Kissing Day, where we celebrate the simple pleasure of locking lips. A study here says most of us think that we're a pretty good kisser. 74% said good, great, or amazing. I'm an amazing kisser. 2% said horrible. I guess if you know, you know. You're like, I'm a crappy kisser.
I've been told enough times, I guess.
I've gone downhill, I think, in my kissing. I used to be a really good kisser. Now I'm just kind of
it's a use it or lose it thing.
Yeah, I'm not that good anymore. Number one thing that can make you a bad kisser is having bad breath. The other ones are too much tongue, allowing your teeth to be involved. Kissing with your eyes open. Have you done that thing where you go in for the kiss and you like hit the two front teeth? You're like, clink.
That's happened to everybody,
it's,
I think.
It's so awesome.
It's so embarrassing. All you can do is laugh.
Yeah, you're like, ha ha. Then you're bleeding, one tooth missing. Forbes released their list of the 100 richest self-made women in America. And as far as the celebrities go, Rihanna is the youngest billionaire. She is 34 years old, and she's raking in $1.4 billion. My goodness. Oprah's still on the list.
That cosmetics line of hers,
and
right?
The lingerie she's got.
Yeah.
Oprah's $2.6 billion. Madonna's still on the list. She's only got $575 million, though. Taylor Swift, $570 million.
Dang.
Anyone else on there worth talking about? Dolly Parton. Dolly Parton's on the list, $375 million.
Way to go, Dolly.
Well done.
I just drove past Dollywood last week.
Did you? Throw some money out the window?
I'm going to stop by here before too long. My favorite part of that story is number one on the list is a woman who, she's, for self-made wealthy people. She's number one, and her business, she's not a celebrity. She owns a roofing and siding company.
Isn't that great?
Shows you how much money is in roofs and
everybody
home
needs
siding.
Roofs and siding.
Everybody
great.
Needs a roof.
My goodness.
It's
good
made her $12 billion.
Unreal, man. Unreal. Do I want to tell you anything else? Oh, yeah, real quick. Oh, where did my Stranger Things go? Well, if you've been watching Stranger Things, I'll try to do this off memory. I think it was 1.15 billion hours have been streaming that. The current season.
Wow.
The last two episodes came out, and people have been binging it like crazy. It's only two episodes, but combined, it's like 4 hours or something like that. But everyone's into it. I watched a little bit of it last night. It's pretty good.
You gave it a kind of a bad review.
And there's some holes in it. It's a little cheesy, and there's some holes in it. But, you know, I'm still excited to watch it. This is cool. I love these candles. I want to give them a sniff. General Mills just released a whole line of official candles that smell like your favorite breakfast cereals. You got Lucky Charms to choose from, Cocoa Puffs, Honey Nut Cheerios, Trix, and Cinnamon Toast Crunch. I bet that one smells really good. They say it's the perfect at-home accessory for any cereal lover.
All right.
And then for your Fat America, next Tuesday, Subway is giving out 1 million free 6-inch subs between 10 a.m. and noon. I'm sure it's at like participating locations. They're doing some big menu change. They're releasing 12 new sandwiches and
what do you think the lines will be
numbers.
Like?
Lines will be crazy. Free sandwich? Are you kidding me?
Free sandwich, man.
People be lining up. Anyway, so that's going on next Tuesday. All right, let's do clickbait.
Clickbait.
It's on our Facebook, Dom and Jeremy on the FB. If you need a quick pick-me-up today, check out the video I posted on our Facebook page. It's coming from an animal shelter in Michigan. They posted a video after treating their dogs to something called Chicken Nugget Day, where every dog got a chicky nuggy, and they recorded each one to help boost adoptions. And I will say it's pretty darn cute.
That's
really
cute.
Sweet.
I like that.
Check it out. Facebook, Dom and Jeremy. It's on
Clickbait. There.